Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast with your host, Master Beef.
It's me.
Big Ounce.
Yo, it's me, dude.
Steely Ted.
Hey.
And Mir Yableson. So today we're going to get into this because Cardi B's just gotten a divorce.
Oh my gosh.
That's dude. I guess she didn't
she was married?
Okay, I need to see. I totally did not know this. I didn't know who Cardib was married to, dude.
Cardib?
Dude.
Dude, I guess she had a DAP.
I guess.
I guess, yeah. Know.
Okay,
so who instigated this divorce?
Cardib's fiance was a rapper, Offset.
Offset.
Offset, apparently. More like.
He was a little off, okay. Yeah.
He's part of the Migos rap group.
Yeah.
Part of the Amigos? So, I didn't know
that. He got to the friend zone, if you know what I mean.
That's Migos. Quite like less interesting of a story than I thought it would be. That there'd
that
be more juice
really
to it.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny not. Is that TikTok is banned pretty soon.
Sunday.
The app's done.
The whole all my feed on TikTok is just everyone crying like, please follow my Twitch now.
Watch to land.
Please watch my Twitch, my YouTube, my Spin account.
They're all done. They're all
getting, they're all done.
They're all gonna fade to
literally,
irrelevancy.
Except for Charlie and Addison, none of them are gonna come out alive.
Yeah.
I think there's like some funny people in that app, but then there's also the whole rest of the app besides those
90% is not
unfunny. Yeah, it's like 90% and then like top 1%.
Do you think the app's actually gonna like go under in the US or
well,
are they just
no.
are they like
I'm
slowly like strangling it by breaking
it
off the
updates you can't download it anymore. If
but
you have it you'll
are they gonna
it.
Eventually just knock it out
maybe.
Completely?
Maybe they'll
they might they're just trying to cut off the life force and now they're gonna
Right. Kind of new to the app almost.
Okay. And now you made it sexual.
You didn't have to do that, Ryan. Really immature.
Wow.
Microsoft tried to buy TikTok, apparently. But that would have been a little interesting thing to have under their belt.
Even TikTok
that, they
like,
would
wow,
have.
Microsoft.
It would have been funny because they would have run the app into the ground.
It's probably okay. Well, then that
like
would have
everything
just,
else. They
that's
own.
Probably that's. They should have sold it to them. Then
they
should really
have. If the
it.
U.S. government wanted to end TikTok, they could have given it to Microsoft.
Right.
Microsoft can end anything.
Now download TikTok on the Xbox.
It's okay. The shittiest.
Like, oh, it's on Xbox
it's
now.
It's like,
fucking
it's,
lame.
It's literally unchanged. It's just like AirPlay.
They actually just
like
changed it to the TikBox.
It's not like an Xbox format.
TikTok on a console.
No, it is an Xbox format and takes 5 seconds to load the next TikTok. Going down.
Oh,
it's just the worst UI ever.
It's Xbox's spin on TikTok. It just takes.
It's the efficiency of Xbox playing back screen shares, but that in TikTok form.
It takes 2 minutes to load a 15-second video.
Dude, let me see how what I did in the game. Okay, wait longer than the game takes to upload, jackass.
TikTok infinite?
Ryan's got some deep-seated anger here.
Yeah, I don't like Microsoft.
Micro. Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
new Nintendo will arrive within the century.
Apparently, that's what they said. They said they're going to make a new console. It'll arrive within the century.
It'll be
that is the.
I don't actually have a problem with that.
I mean, the Switch. I'd like to see some support for it.
Yeah,
I think
why,
if they just.
It doesn't need to be a new console.
They don't need it. What's funny is all the games besides the Nintendo games are going to cost $70 now.
Yeah.
And people had been complaining that Nintendo likes to retail games at $60
right.
for like most of their games.
Well, that's the other thing.
But now the other company said, okay, we can't let them have a little fun.
They also discontinued the DS.
The OG DS or the 3DS too?
I think both. The whole
all of them?
Right.
But I mean, like when you think about it, they don't really
the
need
DS
a
been,
DS
need
anymore.
A
was, no people point. That had it were just like the edgy indie girls who like had the pink skins.
Okay.
For,
no,
DS.
DSs are pretty cool, actually.
Pretty
I have
epic.
A DS.
You have a DS? I think my DS broke.
I think everybody has one besides you. So
I think
you're the indie.
You're really
maybe
just jealous.
I guess I'm kind of alternative.
Okay, so Mandalorian had a new trailer. That was
no.
Cool.
Okay, wait, go back. We gotta talk about $70 games first.
$70
games. Pretty interesting upgrade. $10 difference.
Upgrade.
Be,
you
well,
call it an upgrade.
It's an upgrade, but
I'd say
a
it's a
it's,
it's they graded.
It's
graded.
They did something.
It's enough.
Something's with
they,
it.
It's great enough.
They decided to make a change.
That's a pretty bold statement, though.
Is
only
that
I thought they. Why can't they do it slower? Couldn't they make it 65 and
like,
then maybe
just get,
70?
Like amp it up over the
like
yeah.
maybe like ease us into it.
Like,
besides
the tax, it's 65 already. So
maybe they'll like
why don't you just
so the,
go
okay.
Up
the,
and
thing
65,
is, the thing
70
is,
with
I don't care how fun Cyberpunk is. I'm not paying $75 bucks for it
for edit a cybercock.
That is really.
Well, but like
hefty
cock customization for $7—that's a $5 extra.
I mean, that
I know
you
70, but when you think $75 for a video game,
yeah, I'm not.
That's
gonna,
almost $100. You can buy.
That's like for pre-orders.
What's funny is you can buy a controller now for the same price as a game.
Well, that's always.
I forgot when the jump from like 40 to 60 happened. I think it was been like
how
20,
long ago
25 years maybe.
Oh,
like probably like 2000, 2001.
Okay, but
jump.
that was around the time that games were switching to 3D.
Okay,
and
so
games
probably,
are much
yeah.
more expensive to produce in 3D.
And
but that's
now,
not even the issue.
That makes
$70 because of NBA sweat graphics.
NBA Jam cock sweat graphics.
What's with you and the fucking cocks today?
I'm having trouble believing that that they're doing something that's so revolutionary with these new consoles that it's worth paying.
Like, how much better can it get?
Cost more
it can.
It just looks like, but no, but the games look the same. Is the thing. Well, why don't they just keep making Xbox One and PS4 games? If they just
look exactly
the same.
I feel like Modern Warfare is like the peak of graphics. Like
Modern Warfare, really? I don't think it was that great.
The first Modern Warfare?
No, the
2007?
Yes, that was the best.
Yeah, graphics have not gotten better since 2009.
How much better can that get?
I mean, it looks fine. Yeah.
I thought Last of Us looked pretty.
Last of
Us
Part 2, yeah, come on.
Wow, that was good. Ryan just didn't like
it. It looked good, but there was nothing else there.
No, the graphics were good.
Yeah, the graphics were good.
I think that probably Mario 64 I'm playing right now has the best graphics.
I would say.
You can really see the sharp edges of his face.
I like 1990 Lara Croft Tomb Raider with her triangle boobs.
Oh, God.
Absolute pyramids.
I'm kind
of
into that.
Speaking of, the PS5 is not officially going to be backwards compatible with PS3, PS2, or PS1, which we thought that was going to be. Why? Apparently, they said they can't make the hardware work with it.
Bullshit.
So, hardware is
bullshit.
It can't be old.
It's not.
They're going to sell you backwards
compatibility. This hardware is so advanced that we cannot play lesser hardware.
I mean, I can see
PS1
because they already released like the PlayStation Classic like a few years back for like $100.
Watch
so you can
them,
buy it.
Watch them
but
make
PS2
bigger.
And 3, come on.
Watch the discs be bigger. To say like, oh, there's so many graphics in these bad boys.
It's like the disc is like an inch thick.
They're bringing back like laser disc for this.
Okay, so you have to get out the vinyl record. You have to like put two together. You just switch it out halfway through the campaign to render that other half of the level.
The PS5 is taller than your TV.
No, they can just like reinstate like the DVD player and be like, this new device.
Okay, the PS6 is just going to be a disc drive. It's just
okay,
one gigantic.
We're revolutionizing video games. Think about what's the hardest part of video games. It's playing the game. What if you just watch it? We're calling it...
There you go.
The VHS. TV. You can pack so many graphics in the
video,
VHS.
High definition
screen.
PS6 That's is it. Just going to be a record player at the end of the day.
They're just the volume.
Okay, so we've made this other idea where we got rid of the playing part, but what if we got rid of the watching too? Now all you have to do is listen to the game.
Doom?
Beautiful.
What, you don't want to play that game. The soundtrack was
the
best part.
Walkman.
Introducing Doom Radio only. That's the whole thing.
Without the music.
And
it's nothing. You're buying nothing.
You are nothing. You mean nothing to us.
I mean, the way things are going, wouldn't be surprised. Now, maybe we just predicted like 20 years into the future.
Well, so far it's only PS5 games, so who knows? Things are slowly but surely looking more into favor for Xbox,
but
also
the
not
funny
really.
Thing is, okay, so Xbox sucks, but right. PS5 really wants to suck more. Apparently, they're really just
they think they had like a good like intro, and then they're just
all the PS5
to, like,
had to do was just
talk.
Not do anything bad and just show up with the stuff
okay,
they
well, that's
said.
Kind of the
all
answer.
Sony had to do was talk, and then it
and they would
Xbox was already sort of like in the hole.
Everyone knew that Xbox sucks, but
actually,
now PS5 is really starting to prove
Sony
themselves.
Didn't even need to release anything. They just could have stuck with the PS4 and just kept making like 10 more great exclusives, and Xbox would have just dug themselves into a hole. Xbox
really?
Is
Sony,
their down.
What do you
they didn't,
Microsoft
if they just didn't make
downfall.
A new console.
No, but what Sony
they
did
done
is they
is
made they made a game. It's a Harry Potter game, but you're not actually Harry Potter.
The RPG one?
So that's the new one.
Might have a chance of being
that's
well,
what they're
they
making?
They can't. They probably, J.K. Rowling will sue them.
J.K. Rowling will probably kill
she doesn't
them.
Have
she'll
anything
probably,
to do with the project, I read.
She'll
probably,
oh,
definitely
really? She'll
just
probably
like
try to make the game
somehow. Funny. Like, she like signed a document.
That's a funny thing to think about. If PS5 just like didn't happen and Xbox tried to make a new console that just flopped.
Yeah, that's
the. And then they wait like 2 more years and make the PS5. And, oh,
that
cool.
would
have. They paint a PS5 black. It's like, it's Xbox.
Because then if they would have done that, then everyone would have thought, oh, it's not an actual next-gen upgrade if the PlayStation's not releasing with it. Because the Xbox Series X and the other one flopped, did not do very good.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They literally actually would have just digging themselves in a hole.
Digging
themselves.
Digging themselves
that's
in
a pretty
hole.
Comedy moment. But we'll just see how bad these
Speaking
both...
of PS5, what happened at the L event? They had the showcase. They dropped the prices. It's
so,
which,
the,
what
the
everyone
big
thought.
Game there was Five
and $100
Nights at
more.
They have Five Nights at Freddy's game. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wait, how much does the PS5 cost?
The PS5 is $500.
More than
and
life.
The lower version is $300.
So same as Xbox.
No, I think it's...
No,
that's what it was. Yeah.
The thing is that the $300 version for the lower, for the you know the one without the disc, is same specs. So you got to think about which one you want. If the lower Xbox doesn't have the same specs, but
oh, it doesn't.
It costs
$100. I thought the S had the.
Wait, how much does the bad Xbox cost?
$200, $300.
$300. How much does the bad PS5 cost?
$400, I
think.
Okay,
right?
So that's what you said.
Oh, well,
that's
not bad.
But the specs are
the
disc.
So it's $400.
Okay, so. But okay, at the end of the day, how. What do you need such a beefy console
16K
for?
Graphics. That's what it is.
It's like, I don't think I'd notice the difference. Like, I'd notice, like, oh, yeah, it's a bit smooth.
It also probably costs more than just buying the console. You gotta have good Wi-Fi. You gotta have an 8K TV.
But the thing I'm noticing is, like, the whole gimmick with these, like, engines is you can have, like, seamless portals. Yeah. That's such a gimmick.
Like, Skylanders?
No one really cares if there's, like, a like small, like, loading screen. Like, oh, it's so immersive. There's no loading.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's like a Xbox or
releasing loading tech. Jump back and forth between six games?
Instead of showing, like, instead of showing anything people want, Xbox drops loading comparisons. They have two loading screens, and they show one went a bit faster by our consoles.
Whoa.
They're showing two things people want the least is loading screens.
Yeah.
They're showing loading screens their main thing.
I don't know. Maybe they just need better marketing.
The console is only able to play loading screens.
Loading screens, okay. No games. We've compiled every loading screen from the past 20 years of gaming.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. Microsoft.
All your favorite loading screen moments.
Gotta get a patent on that one.
Loading screen. Greatest hits.
Oh.
That is pretty epic.
Now this is loading screens.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
I said what I said.
And you said what you meant?
We don't need faithful
100%.
We don't need Final Fantasy 30.
Final Fantasy 30?
Like, I got the gist.
Final Fantasy the first 16 29. Or something.
I think it's 15, right? 15,
yeah, but there's 16. Like a bunch more that like aren't
like
in
half like installments.
There's like the spin-offs of the installments.
The graphics look bad spin-off. Not going to lie. They're not impressive.
Epic graphics. I think it's time for our monkey break.
Monkey?
Thank you for monkeying and breaking a monkey.
Don't break a monkey.
Don't break a monkey.
Don't even
thank
do
you
that.
To our patrons, Young Choir 1, Timnetic, and Lily. You guys are epic and my favorite people. And we're going to see you guys in a minute. And they're epic patrons and everybody else can be if you want later. But okay, yeah. It's break time.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the monkey edition of the Monkey Show.
Yep. Oh
boy, we're monkeys and life on Venus. What's that about?
Did you know that Venus is a planet?
I don't want
to
touch
that sounds
your
like
please
a bad
leave.
Word.
Wait, Venus.
Ew.
What?
Venus.
Yeah.
It sounds like penis.
Okay, oh. You didn't have to like say it.
Shit, dude. No
that's
way.
Pretty inappropriate. What's the deal with this?
Apparently
is there
there's
life
clouds on? And there's stuff in the clouds.
So it's not like aliens?
No.
So what?
So why does anyone care?
I don't know.
It's water.
It's just like
basically cool. They found someone like a they found like a cloud.
They found something there. Well,
there's
good.
Clouds. I see those every day.
Oh,
tell me something about something I don't
they
see every day. Tell me
yeah,
about something.
They found out if you look closely at Venus, you can see a planet.
Oh. Wait, they made a new planet?
And all planets are living as
I didn't
know.
Think they made a new one in a while. Because
yep,
there's
like
the eight.
I mean, if you want to get Minecraft. Scientific, I can look it up if you're really that interested.
I really
care?
Am. Because now,
like,
there's
sort
a new
of.
Planet. I want to be in on it.
Dude. Yeah, that's
Ryan,
kind of sick. Can we, like, go there?
They discovered phosphine gas.
Hey, that's not nice.
And apparently that has to do something
that's
with
alive?
Yes.
I hate it.
I don't know anyone named phosphate gas. What are you, dumb?
That's not even a
it's phosphine. It's not phosphine.
That's your middle name.
No, I know phosphine.
Yeah, it's not
fine.
It's phosphine.
I think he went to my...
it's not okay.
I think
it's
he goes to
our phosphine.
School. Phosphine.
Okay, yeah, school drop. Yeah, now people can just look up who's phosphine and then they know where
and
we're
and now they know
is.
Exactly where we're
yeah, good job.
Great. How many people do you think are named phosphine?
Go ahead.
There you go.
The one I'm thinking of.
See if we're bluffing.
Okay.
So, Madonna movie by Madonna, made by Madonna, directed by Madonna, starring Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is
sounds
it
great.
Madonna? I don't know, actually. I don't think it is.
Starring
what is it?
Starring
Madonna's stunt double.
Starring Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos.
Starring
okay.
Jake Paul.
Starring Madonna.
Oh, okay.
Starring Madonna from The Singer.
Starring
Madonna.
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Starring
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Madonna.
Scooby-Doo.
Madonna.
Okay. Yeah, apparently she's directing a movie on herself. Bit of a...
Ego. By herself.
She's
bit of an ego trip.
She's on herself.
She's like movie like? Pitch. So let's take a step back here.
So
wait, she's on
you
herself?
All liked how
I mean,
Adam Sandler played Jack
herself.
And Jill in the movie Jack and Jill. So now Madonna is actually, this is going to be the first movie with the full Madonna cast. Everybody
oh,
in the movie
oh.
is.
So I'm Madonna.
The,
like Madonna.
The movie is both, is filmed by, directed by, and starring.
Edited, probably.
Edited.
And then
Madonna's
I hear she's
from,
making
like,
a remake of Mamma Mia.
She's
probably been working
every,
on this movie since she got popular.
Just her.
The movie credits are it's just her name. It's just made by Madonna.
This movie
like
is Madonna. So
Madonna.
No, here's how the pitch went. The pitch
shout
went
out on
like
iPhone.
A titles on like iMovie text.
The pitch went okay. Madonna,
welcome. It's
I'm
like
Madonna.
The it's like the standard.
The
that'd be a pretty funny.
It's weird.
Movie.
I can't even.
I would watch it in the movie theaters if I could.
I would. theatrical release it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I would just like
definite yeah, opening would, day, first day movie.
Speaking of movies, have you guys seen any goofy ones lately?
Goofy movies? Goofy I haven't really movies. Seen much movies lately.
I watched Donnie Brasco.
That's a never good
heard
movie.
Of it.
It was actually
really?
So what's the premise of this bad boy?
So basically this guy named Donnie Brasco
really
is like a person in the mafia, but he actually isn't Donnie Brasco.
Yeah,
he's an FBI agent. You forgot to mention that.
Nor have I heard of it.
It's with Al Pacino.
Not good.
Al Pacino's on.
I know. And Johnny Depp.
It was like okay.
Is it with John Cena?
Yeah.
John Cena and Johnny Depp.
Johnny Deep and Deep Sea Diver.
Al Pasta Primavera.
Chicken Alfredo,
pasta.
Baby.
Oh, chicken parmesan. I like chicken parmesan.
Yeah.
Chicken Alfredo.
And then you had
chicken
Tommy Ravioli, too.
Chicky Prominoni.
I had ravioli for dinner.
No, you didn't.
Of course. Cook it up, then. Prove it.
Yeah.
Didn't
throw
you ever
throw up in my hand.
Okay. He didn't do
fake
it.
Fake it.
You
did,
faked
no,
the throw
I did,
up.
I did. For
you're
real.
Not going to trick our viewers. And you're not going to trick me, too. I've had people fake throw up in my hands before.
Yeah, you can tell the difference. The consistency will be off.
I can tell when it doesn't happen.
I know from experience.
They call me context clues master.
I can sense 90% of the lies.
Yeah, you didn't throw up. I just know you didn't do it.
Why not?
Awkward alerts.
Okay, usually when someone asks
I didn't feel like it, Mom.
Sometimes when people ask you a question, you answer.
I didn't feel like it. Get off my dick, Mom.
Okay, of course everything's
okay, Ryan. God.
Really
just really revealing your inner fantasy.
Really,
you're really being
a not a phase, Mom. Out
of
here.
I hope you're a phase.
Yeah, why don't you phase shift out of my house? Bye bye.
Yeah.
Zoom.
Take your ectoplasm.
Oh, he's gone.
With you.
All right, nice. Oh. He actually did it. I didn't think he was capable of such a feat.
Oh, thank God.
I swear I just went through the wall. Like, I think it got stuck,
like,
maybe.
I didn't think objects weighing over 3 tons could phase
even
shift.
Even in a shadow form, you can kind of, like, it's, like, pretty heavy. You think you might be stuck in the
his
floorboards.
His aura weighs more than my whole house.
His presence weighs more. Okay.
Just the mere thought of him weighs
wait,
more.
I think I heard something. Is that the echo of his tumultuous fat rolls?
It's the ghost
slap
of Twinkie's
of my
past.
Gargantuan fat rolls.
Is that his Fupa landing on an innocent civilian?
Someone call the Avengers. Ryan's
someone call
Godzilla
Captain America.
Movie.
Ryan's
I mean.
Tenacious tubby rolls are on the loose.
Tenacious
the next
tubby rolls?
Godzilla movie is just going to be starring Ryan's Fupa. Not Ryan, mind you, just his Fupa.
Really, the VFX is going to have a fun time with that one. Okay,
just
so
gonna
where,
have
do we
Ryan...
draw the, where do we draw the line here?
They're just going to have Ryan wear a green suit on everything but his stomach. No, like he wears a regular green suit and they just cut a hole in it where his stomach is.
And where his stomach ends? Okay, long line.
Me and oh, guys yeah.
No, no one's
going to
know where it ends.
It's going to be the... It's
that's actually
infinite
where most
green
of the budget
suit.
Goes to, trying
there
to find
go.
It.
Morph suit?
Trying to find a large enough Godzilla Party City morph suit. For me to fit.
No, there's no need for
it doesn't exist. They don't make those in XXXXL.
Okay.
Those are for kids, Mike.
You tacked off
they don't make them the size of city skyscrapers and wide enough. For, it's like the Pacific Ocean. So, sorry, Ryan.
The specific. You're not being specific enough.
Somehow your stomach is bigger than the real Godzilla from real life.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, I think we vented out all our anger against Ryan.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling a lot better. That was productive.
I am. That was a nice little therapy session.
I think I was pretty pissed at him, but I'm still kind of pissed.
I'm still.
He
okay.
made us some unfunny jokes.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
Usually, when he says something that's
oh,
just
you're still
not
here.
Funny. Oh.
Oh, that was awkward that we just talked about you. Right
you there. No, I hate him.
I hate him.
And my headphones broke.
Oh.
Oh, they are. He can't hear us.
No,
I thought he laughed.
Well, I was serious when I told him to leave. He didn't.
Oh. Uh oh.
Awkward.
Alert.
Squawkward. That's like what Bird said when he's talking.
Squawkward.
Squawkward. About time to end the episode, I think.
About
I think
time.
That's
finally time.
It's been that time for about like half an hour.
No.
It's been that time since we started.
We've been recording for half hour.
We have the best part.
Oh, wait. No, we forgot to press record. Okay, let's start over.
Start over.
Okay, we're going to start
this is the this is the extended episode the whole time.
Oh, there you go. That'd be a nice little bonus.
Bonus.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're done with
bye-bye,
this.
Bye-bye, monkey. This is
rest
been...
in peace. Who
podcast.
Is it? Oh, podcast.
Rest in peace, podcast.
No, I like the podcast.
We had the best one on the app.
We just didn't have... There were just too many video game topics this week.
That was fine. I'm kidding.
It was a good episode.
Was it?
A
great
still
episode.
Going, even.
I mean,
so I want to thank you guys for all tuning into the epic show.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Maybe have like a little bit of joy in your voice. All right, guys, end of the show. Fine, whatever.
I want you to stop. Hey, guys, thank you
really
so much. Thank you guys so much for listening to my little show here. I want to remind you that if you enjoyed the show and want to hear more from us, maybe go to Spoon and listen to my Eableson stream. It's really cool. We hit 1,000 followers. It made me go, oh, look, I hit 1,000 followers.
That's
amazing. Oh,
look at
me.
Yeah, but like Ryan's also there.
That
so
sounds
maybe
like someone who's fans
be perfectly
fine.
If
I think
you
I
skip it.
I think I'm just Mel Gibson.
So
now
I own the app. I have 1,000 followers. So
I'm gonna start flinging shit at people now. I can do whatever I want.
There you
Mel Gibson do that?
Yes.
I think I've been there before. With Mel Gibson's juicy turd.
That's the title of the episode.
Braveheart, more like brave turd. Sure.
Nice. There
we go. Just called that.
Okay. Yeah.
Gonna have fun writing the description for this one.
This will be great.
Absolute garbage pile.
Thank you guys for tuning in. In all seriousness, we like to kid and joke, but I appreciate you guys
Except
for
Ryan.
Tuning
That's
in.
Not a joke. He
Except
really
for Ryan. I really do hate Ryan.
Like, he is a joke, but he's also not a joke.
He is a joke, but
so
what
guys,
we say about him is
That's about it, and we're gonna see you all in the next time that
Spit
we
it out.
Are on next week. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Or never.
Right, bye-bye.
I'll be there, hopefully.
No, you won't.
I will not be
See
there.
See
you. Bye.